This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's a beautiful morning here in Kennebunk, where I live. The fog is beginning to burn out, and it's going to be a nice day for all types of activities. We're going to play a little golf, go to the beach, go on a boat, or just sit in the backyard and enjoy all of your labor of building up the plant material and everything that's in bloom. This morning, I'm being joined with Kristen from the ArborJet company. It's a relatively new company, and we want to tell you a little bit about some of the products that they are producing that will help you to have a better yard and garden. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good. It's a little early for me, so bear with me. But, yeah, I'm doing good this morning. It is
terrific.
Beautiful here as well.
Tell us about some of the products that ArborJet is offering to help the gardeners during this season of the year.
Well, I have two things in particular that I want to talk about called NutriRoot and Hydratain, because what they do is they offer some water management support. And so this time of year, you know, we just had some rain yesterday here in Massachusetts, but we've had a lot of extreme temperature, you know, fluctuations where it's been getting very warm and very, you know, hot, dry weather. And what that does to the plants is it can be very stressful for them as the moisture evaporates out of the soil. That, you know, there's a lot of opportunities here where they're going to have water and then they're not going to have water. And so NutriRoot and Hydratain both have something called a humectant, hydroscopic humectants. And what that does is it actually pulls the moisture out of the air and condenses it back into liquid. So the humidity that we have right now, and over the past week in particular, all that humidity normally wouldn't be available to the plant. And what the humectants do is they actually, they turn that humidity from a vapor into a, back into liquid. And so it's a plant usable water now. So it's a pretty cool process. And it's really nice. It's great for, this time of year when, like I said, we've got these, a lot of, high temperatures, along with if you need to go on vacation. So it helps to make sure that, you know, when you do water, it's going to be an efficient, watering. It also helps to make sure that you don't have these, you know, really stressful conditions for your plants.
Is this a granular product that you apply to the lawn, or is it a liquid?
It could be. Yeah, we have it in two different. Hydratain in particular comes in both a granular and a liquid formula. The liquid is really great for applying to the lawn. You just attach it to a hose and sprayer. We've got, you know, one of the bottles, 32-ounce hose and sprayer. And then as well as the granular, you can put it into a spreader and spread it across the lawn. And then basically, it gets watered in either through the rain or, you know, with your hose. And then it's going to help, get into the soil. And then it, once it's in the soil, it will, provide that, moisture management for you. Nutru in particular, and the granular are really great for, you know, when you're using at plantings. So if you, let's say you're at the garden center and they have some perennials on sale right now, or, you know, in the fall when you, get some shrubs and some trees in particular, it's a good time to plant, then, or even seeding your lawn, then you can use, these products as well, at planting.
Now, how often a year would you apply these, Kristen?
So I would do it every few weeks, depending on what you're trying to accomplish. So right now, if you were to make an application, because you're going to be going away at the end of the month, right before, you know, maybe say Labor Day, I would try to get an application in now, and then another one right before you leave, just to help make sure that you've got enough of the humectants inside the soil to, you know, to continue extending your watering period. The other thing, too, is you could just kind of do it every few months. The humectants, they last in the soil about 3 months. They get broken down by the microbiology there. So even though they're in the soil for 3 months, doesn't mean that you don't have to water. It just means that it's going to, you know, help, like I said, make the watering more efficient.
Okay, and so you would apply it to the lawn, and then do you water it in to push it deeper into the ground, or you just apply it and forget about it?
So the liquid hydrotain, we recommend watering that in, and so that's basically, there is a surfactant in there which will help to you know, move the liquid and everything into the soil. But so that one we do recommend watering in. The granular, you don't have to water that in. That will just kind of gradually over time, every time it rains or every time you water, that will make its way down into the soil.
Okay. And so this can be used in like a vegetable garden, flower beds, lawn, or is it specific for where it should be used?
You know what? You can use the in vegetable gardens. You can use it in containerized plants. Hanging baskets is really great. And so that humectant technology I was talking about is actually, we utilize a food grade version of that. So like I said, and it gets broken down by the microbiology. So it's something that's, you know, able to be used, in any kind of plant. Nutru in particular, I really like for, plantings that are maybe struggling, maybe sandy soil conditions or conditions that aren't need some a little extra support, because it also has a few other ingredients in it. It has kelp and humic acid, some nutrients, as well as the humectant technology. So that's going to give you a little extra, you know, boost when it comes to, you know, some of that fertilizing factor and soil mending.
Now, is this something that you could also use if you were putting in a new lawn, planting grass seed in the fall of the year? Would you advise putting some of that on?
Oh, absolutely. What it's going to do is it helps kind of coat the seeds as well. And so you're going to, you know, increase your germination rate with the grass seed. And then, like I said, you're going to keep that moisture in the soil. So as they do start to germinate, the roots are going to be able to, you know, have the moisture available to them.
And this is something that when would you recommend would be the best time, in the spring or when we get into the hot weather?
I would say every 3 months or so, and then and as needed. So, it, you know, it really kind of depends on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to just keep your grass green, then, you know, I would say every month, every 3 months, depending on the watering that might be available. Like if you have an irrigation set up, then you can extend your use on that a bit. Or if you're really trying to heavily reduce the amount of water that you are using, because this can reduce watering by 50%. So if you, if that's what your goal is, then you may want to use it a little bit more, maybe like once a month. If you're going on vacation, make sure you get a couple applications in before you leave. And if it's, you know, trying to increase plant health, or if you're planting, so if you're planting in the spring, or if you're planting right now in particular where it can be really tricky, or transplanting, so you're moving a plant, like a perennial, for instance, or a shrub, you're pulling it out and moving it, that can be a lot of stress on the root system. Then I would recommend utilizing NutriRoot when you water it in.
So would you soak the plant before you dig, or would you dig it, plant it, and then saturate the soil?
I tend to, depending on the plant, like if it's a larger shrub, it might be difficult to try to get that soaked. But what I like to do is actually apply it to the soil where I'm planting initially, just get, make sure that it's down there. And then I'll water it in afterwards.
Terrific, terrific. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, Kristen. When we come back, you can tell us about additional products that are new to the industry and how it will help the gardeners, especially this month with all the heat and humidity that we traditionally receive during August, with diseases and everything else. And I see that you have something very unique. If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We are talking with Kristen from the ArborJet Corporation from Massachusetts about some of the products that they have that could help you to have a better garden. Before the break, Kristen, we were talking about some products that will help to hold the moisture in your soil, and I understand you have something that will help fight off diseases at this time of the year.
Yes. Last year, it's a brand new product. We introduced Eco One Garden Spray. It's made with botanical oils, including linseed oil derived from flaxseed oil, thyme oil, and peppermint oil. And with this combination, and I think a lot of it has to do with the thyme oil. But what it does is it basically offers a all-purpose solution to controlling diseases, insects, and mites on all of your plants. So it could be, you know, your tomatoes, peppers, zucchini to, you know, perennials, roses, and shrubs and small trees. So a really nice product, easy to use. And it's really going to work nicely on, in particular, powdery mildew.
Now, once you've applied it in a vegetable garden, how long do you have to wait before you can harvest?
So you can harvest it the same day. Typically, what I like to recommend is just making sure that you wait till everything dries. Then you can go in and back in and pick, you know, pick your tomatoes or your peppers, squash, and just go ahead and wash everything. In terms of how you would normally wash your produce.
Okay. And how about temperature? Should you do it early in the morning before it gets to be too hot, or can it be done any time?
I would recommend still using it earlier in the morning or, you know, a little bit later in the day as the, you know, the sun is setting, but not too late. So you want to make sure you give it some time to dry. But you are using oils. So it is something, so it's kind of a good practice not to use it in the middle of the day or, you know, when the sun is at its hottest. If you are in a situation where, you know, the heat is just not going away, like we're not really getting any any break from it, then I would recommend cutting the rate in half. If you are using the ready-to-use formulation, you know, pour some of it out into another bottle, add some water, and then make your application. But you might have to do that more frequently. So, you know, instead of every 7 to 10 days, maybe it's 3 to 5 days. Yeah.
Okay. Now, where can you buy these products, Kristen?
So we sell into independent garden centers as much as possible. We also have a site called The Dirt on Dirt. So www.thedirtondirt.com. And it's a community site, but we also sell the products if you're unable to purchase them at your local garden center. And we actually are offering a promo code for this week, so through next Sunday. If you type in Paul Parent, you'll get free shipping.
Great, great, because it's hard to try and find it at some of the garden centers. They're kind of set in their ways, and they only sell the same products year after year, so it's hard to get something new onto their shelves. So what's that website again, Kristen?
It is thedirtondirt.com.
All one word.
All one word, yep.
Okay. Now, if anybody has questions, where can they contact you, Kristen?
So they can also, you know, go to arborjet.com or give us a call at the office. And that is 781-935-9070.
So that's 781-935-9070. And that way, if they have any questions or trying to find a location close by, the people in the office can help them out.
Absolutely. And like I said, both the websites have a dealer locator on there as well for finding the garden centers. And we're also involved on social media. And so these are different forms of getting in contact with one of us.
Fantastic. Kristen, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Get out there and enjoy that heat and humidity. I'm sure it's going to be back today.
I'm going to go spray those plants.
Exactly. I think you're going to spray yourself more than you will the plant with all this heat.
I know.
Thank you so much, Kristen. You have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday.
You too.
Bye-bye. Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North Korea is accusing the United States of not living up to the spirit of the denuclearization agreement reached at the June summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling nations at a regional forum in Singapore to keep up sanctions on the North until it gives up its nuclear weapons. After Pompeo left that conference, North Korea's foreign minister said his country is determined to act in good faith but is alarmed at what he says is the U.S. intention to go back to the old way of doing things. President Trump speaks at a Columbus, Ohio rally on Saturday where he heaps criticism on Democrats saying they want open borders.
Which equals massive crime. Like, they don't care about it. They don't care about the crime. They don't care about your military and they don't care about your vets.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who do we have up next?
Sherry in Louisiana.
Sherry from Louisiana, good morning.
Jerry,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Mr. Paul.
How can we help you out today, Jerry?
Yes, but fertilizer you was talking about earlier, putting it on the rose bush, that plantone, I think that's what it was.
Yes.
Would that be good for tomatoes?
I think that if you went with the... with the garden tone, it would be better. It's got a different formulation because it's going to help to mature the fruit, while the rose fertilizer is primarily a fertilizer that will stimulate flower development to give you the nice blooms that you're looking for. But the garden tone is to make the fruit mature so that you can eat it before the frost gets here.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to try that. And thanks very much.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful day. Enjoy that sunshine.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. If you need some help, give us a call, 855-660-4261. We're here to help you with your garden. We've had a lot of showers all over the area, finally. And when you get a lot of thunderstorms and good soaking rains, that's going to increase the possibility of mosquitoes. So the one thing that you should do is take 5 minutes. That's all I ask you to do. Walk around your property and look for areas where water has collected. Because all it takes is 1 teaspoon of water for mosquitoes to lay eggs in. If you have pots that you stored behind your tool shed, flip them over. so that they don't retain water. Any containers that are up, like a wheelbarrow, if it's full of water, turn it on its side and empty it. Try to eliminate the areas where mosquitoes can breed and then attack you and your family. If you have areas where you do have standing water, then you can use an all-natural product called Mosquito Dunk. Looks like a little donut. And you just throw it in there, and it will kill all of the eggs or the young mosquitoes that are developing in that standing water. You can use the mosquito dunks or the mosquito bits in bird baths, in fountains, if you have self-watering containers. Put some in there. It's a BT, Bacillus thuringiensis family, and it targets only mosquitoes, and it works beautiful. So if you're having a lot of problems with mosquitoes late in the evening, well, late in the afternoon, early evening, take a few minutes, walk your property. And any containers or any equipment that you have that's holding water, flip it over, get the water out of it, not to give them a location. If you have dirty gutters, think about when was the last time you cleaned out your gutters. And I didn't realize this till we talked with the owner of the people that make the mosquito bits, that mosquitoes can breed in the gutter. And I said, like a second-story building? Yep. So that's one of the reasons that you need to clean your gutters on a regular basis. And they have the right pitch so that the excess water can drain out. But take a few minutes, walk around your property, and anything that's holding water, flip it over, turn it upside down, or knock it on its side. And if it's places where you can't do that, then put the mosquito bits or the mosquito dunks. You can find them at your local nursery or garden center. A lot of the hardware stores have it, and they work very, very well. So take 5 minutes, and it will really help you a lot to get rid of this particular problem. And if you need some help, we have open lines for you. They are 855-660-4261. Okay, Nathan, who do we have up next?
Gail in New Hampshire.
Gail, good morning. How can we help you with your garden?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have two very mature holly bushes. That are, one is about 6 feet tall and the other is a little bit shorter. But they're just, and I forgot the names of them, but they're typical holly bushes.
Okay.
And one is a male, one is a female. And last year I started getting some sort of pest on them. I've had somebody come out to look at them and they're saying I've got weevils. I honestly don't see the signs of them. And I'm also told I have leaf miner on my holly, excuse me, on my lilacs. But I don't know if that both of those might be in my holly. But this whole center of my holly, the leaves have dropped off, and the stems are brown. I'm getting new growth on the bottom and the top and on the edges of the branches that are dead and bare, essentially.
Right. Okay. Now, when did this all happen? First thing in the spring, or it's just something relatively new during the summer?
It started last year. I lost a lot of it last year, and I sprayed it, but I don't know what happened. But
okay.
All of a sudden, this spring, I started getting new growth. On the tips,
right.
But the whole stem is brown, and it's been like that for close to a year.
Okay, so last year it started in the springtime after the winter, or it happened during the summer months.
A little by little during the summer.
Okay. Now, were the holes, were the foliage, were there holes in them?
No, that's why I don't think it's a weevil. I don't see any holes in the stems.
Yeah,
the
so stem, if you're, oh, yeah, so that would eliminate that. Now, did you notice if any of the leaves, they felt sticky or they had like a black, dusty coating on the foliage?
No, they seem very bright green and shiny.
And then they just dropped.
Yes.
Hmm. But there was no chewing on the foliage at all.
No, I haven't seen any. The green leaves look very healthy. I think my biggest problem is apparently those branches are dead and aren't going to come back. And it's unsightly. And I'm wondering if I should just cut it all the way back.
Yeah.
Or just to get rid of it.
Well, I'll tell you. What I would do is I would prune all of the dead wood on your plant. And this is on anything. Anytime you have a plant and you see dead branches on it, remove the dead branches. Because dead branches is where a disease can enter a healthy plant. So you want to remove anything that's dead. Look at it. See what it looks like after you've cleaned it. Now, the next thing I would do is I would feed it. And holly or evergreen type plants, get a fertilizer called Holly Tone. It's a granular product. Okay, have you applied it yet this year?
No. But the whole middle section of it is very unsightly, you know, up from the bottom all the way up to about 4 feet.
Yep.
It's just dead branches. So if I take those dead branches off, I'm just going to have a huge space.
Well, that's why I said if you can clean it up, look at it, or maybe just by looking at it, you can decide that once I clean this, there's not going to be a heck of a lot left on that plant, and it's going to look terrible. Now, if you want to replace it with a new holly, I would suggest that you wait until spring, because we've got August and September where the plant can get really well established. And if we have a harsh winter, and a harsh winter, everybody thinks is a lot of snow and cold. A harsh winter for evergreen plants is a lack of snow and a lot of wind. And this past year, we were a lot of snow, then it would melt. And then a lot of snow, and it would melt. And there was a lot of problems. I have two blue hollies in front of my house that I would guess I lost 50% of the foliage over the last two winters. And it's looking pretty ratty right now. And one of my projects is in September, when things cool off, I'm going to rip them all out, get the bed ready, and then next spring replant. But it's just a winter problem where we had a lot of bright sun. We had some snow on the ground that bounced and hit the foliage, and it dried it out, and the leaves fell. New growth came out this spring, but like you, the whole middle layer of my plants is basically all dried out. The branches that were once green are now brown and black, and I'm just going to rip it out and start over. I may even pull them out and use something that's going to lose its foliage during the winter, like a nice variety of hydrangea, something that won't get too big that I won't spend a lot of time pruning, but will do real well. Now, is your holly in a sunny area or shady area?
One is sunny and one is gets the morning sun until about noontime.
And they're both in the same condition?
Yes.
Okay. When you get a chance today, go out and grab a hold of the leaf and rub it. And if you see any black dust on it, that's going to be a sign. If they feel sticky, especially the new leaves, that could be the sign that you had an insect called scale. And it's a little bump on the leaf and on the stem, and it will secrete a sticky substance, almost like maple syrup. And then that sticky solution that the insects like spit out will is pure sugar. And this black mold will grow on that sugar, blocking the sunlight, and then the leaves fall. So check for that first. Clean it up a bit. Try feeding it. See if you can encourage some new growth. But if you want to replace it with a holly, I would wait until next spring. That way you've got the whole season to get it well established. Holly, for some reason, if they don't have enough time to get rooted, you could lose them during the winter.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines, Nathan. Who do we have up next?
Carol in New Hampshire.
Carol from New Hampshire, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning to you, Paul. I have a question. I have Rosa Rugosa that's probably, I want to say maybe 10 to 12 years now I've had it.
Okay.
And this year, they are getting some yellow leaves, which have, it's never happened. And I'm not sure if it's because we had that long drought or I don't know, but I'm concerned. I don't want to lose them.
Okay. Have you ever pruned them?
Not for a long time.
Okay. How tall are they? 4 feet or more?
Oh, one's probably 7 foot, and the other's probably 4 foot.
Okay, so you're growing them tall to give you a little bit of privacy?
Exactly.
Okay. How about feeding them? Have you fed them at all?
Not this year, no.
Okay. What type of soil are they? Sandy soil, or it's got some decent...
Sandy soil. Well, when we planted them, I amended the soil, obviously, but yes, for the most part, sandy soil.
Okay, and what's the exposure? A lot of sun or half and half?
I'd say half and half.
Okay. In Maine, up until a week ago, we were almost 5 inches of rainfall behind schedule. And I have Rosa Rugosa in front of the vegetable garden. And they've got a few yellow leaves on them. We did put some soil moist granules last year to try and help to retain the moisture, because where they're planted, we've got about 4 inches of loam, and then it's pure sand. And I do feed them every single spring. I'll get some of the Espoma garden tone and broadcast it. I'll put, let's see, it's 32 feet of Rosa Rugosa. So it's four sections of split rail fence, and I put about 20 pounds of fertilizer in that garden every single spring. And normally I will cut them down to about 18 inches every 5 or 6 years. Just in my case, I don't want them to be 5 or 6 feet tall. In your case, that's great. But I think if you could feed them, the other thing that would help them, because it has been dry, except for the last week or so, we've had quite a bit of rain. But I would not be concerned. Rosa Rugosa, they can grow at the beach. They can have flooding. They'll grow wild on the side of the road and get the rock salt on them that will normally kill everything else. So I would just, if you see that we get dry again, we don't get any more rain, I would take the sprinkler, put it there, and feed them first. Put a good application of food. Normally I put a good mounded handful for every 3 feet of height or spread.
Okay.
And then just kind of scratch it in carefully. You can't use your hands because there's so many thorns on those stems. It makes it difficult to cultivate. But I'll just take like a long handle rake, turn it so that I've got the rake portion in my hand, and I'm using the wooden end of the tool to scratch it in a little bit. And then I'll put the sprinkler on, and they'll bounce right back, so don't be concerned at all.
So garden tone, not plant tone.
Right.
Okay, I think I have garden tone as well. Thank you so much. I hope to save them.
Oh, you cannot kill them.
I hope not. I mean, they really have gotten so tall, and they really provide a nice wall of privacy. So, yes, I'm hoping that they'll bounce back fine.
Yeah. I think if you could give them a good shot of fertilizer, some additional water, they'll bounce right back. They're one of those plants that if you've got a problem area where nothing will grow, the Rosa Rugosa will grow for you. So don't panic. Nope. Everything's going to be all set. Thank you, Carol.
Yep.
Bye-bye now.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.